Give a team of movie makers a character, a prop, a line of dialogue, a genre, and 48 hours to make a finished project, and you might end up with something like capillary curried cow.
More curry?
More curry. They need to inhale it. Respiration is the key. Straight into the bloodstream. Capillary action, and it'll macerate in the meat. You got capillary curried beef.
That's, well, that's nice.
Capillary curried cow, one of the notable past entries in the Madison 48-hour film project, which will be featured on this week's Director's Cut on Wisconsin Public Television. Joining us this morning is Sierra Shea. She's the Madison producer for the International 48-hour film project, and she joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, tell us how this works.
The 48-hour film project starts on a Friday night when the filmmakers come prepared with their equipment and crew to a kickoff that I host. And at the kickoff, they're given a line of dialogue, a prop, and a character, and they draw a genre. And then from there, they proceed to script, shoot, edit, and score a short film in 48 hours.
And it's astounding as to what people come up with. Do they all have the same parameters to work with, all of the teams, or do they each draw different parameters?
Well, they have the elements that they need to include, and they are all working with those same three elements, you know, the character, prop, and line of dialogue that's given. The prop varies, depending on what they draw.
And this happens all over the world, not just in Madison.
It does. There's about 90 cities that participate in this worldwide, different weekends, but that's what Madison is going up against. They're competing on the local level, and then the city best proceeds to other competitions on an international level.
So potentially somebody who makes a film here in Wisconsin could have it shown internationally.
That's correct. Several films are taken to Cannes. Others are taken to other film festivals in the U.S. And, there's a great chance that a Madison filmmaker, Wisconsin filmmaker for that matter, could go on.
We're going to take a second now to hear a clip from 2009's winning entry from Madison, a science fiction thriller called Unknown Spectre.
I've been investigating several strange disappearances lately, and Mr. Charles has been seen with a few of the victims. You wouldn't have noticed anything strange happening with him, would you?
Well, not stranger than normal.
That's a clip from Unknown Spectre, the winner of the 2009 Madison 48-hour film project. Do filmmaking teams ever not get in on time in 48 hours?
Yes, there's usually several teams every year that don't make it in on time. Their film is still screened. We have a premiere that actually happens at Sundance Cinemas, so it would still be shown there. But in terms of being qualified to win Madison's Best or the City Best, it's disqualified for not making it in on time.
And that's not a lot of time at all. 48 hours to draw up a script, compose a score, draw up a storyboard. I mean, this is a pressure cooker.
It sure is. There's not a lot of time for talking. You just have to do.
Mm-hmm. Is there time to sign up for this year's competition, and when is it?
Yes. The competition's going to take place July 20th through the 22nd, with this premiere happening on the 26th.
Sierra Shea, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Sierra Shea is the Madison producer for the International 48-Hour Film Project, which will be featured on Wisconsin Public Television's Director's Cut tomorrow night at 9:30.